June 24. Divine Enthusiasm. Do not be slothful in zeal. Be fervent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Romans chapter 12, verse 11. Picture a kitchen in an old British farmhouse in which sits a pan on the stove full of water bubbling away. That is the image Paul provides here regarding spiritual commitment. He essentially says that in Christ we are to keep the spiritual pot boiling. We're not to go hot and then cold. We're not to be enthusiastic at one moment and lose steam the next. Once God's grace has laid hold of us and we have been transformed by Christ and received His righteousness by faith, we must apply that righteousness to our living. Part of this applied righteousness is to do the work of Jesus with a certain divinely inspired, divinely commanded enthusiasm. It is easy, though, to be prone to laziness and to lapse into a spiritual half-heartedness. The book of Proverbs has much to say, often with a tinge of humor, about the dangers and the results of a lazy life. One proverb describes a man who is so lazy that having put his spoon into the bowl from which he's eating, he can't bring himself to lift it back out. Another describes laziness in a man burying himself under his blankets and staying there. As a door turns on its hinges, so does a sluggard on his bed. By contrast, the ultimate goal of spirit-empowered zeal is to serve the Lord. How important it is for us to keep that goal in mind. When we do so, we recognize how even the most trivial activity, greeting a client, cleaning up a mess at home, loading or unloading the dishwasher, teaching each other, taking notes, giving an injection, speaking to our children, anything, can become a spiritual act of worship. Even the most routine part of our day can reflect our divine enthusiasm. What brings your spiritual zeal to the boiling point these days? Serving Christ in worship? Sharing your faith with a colleague or stranger? Caring for your aging parents? Supporting the work of Christ across the world? Whatever it is, don't let up on your zeal. Keep the water boiling by serving the Lord in every moment of every day, in response to the grace that He pours out on you every moment of the day. Come to Him each morning and ask Him to ensure that you will not grow weary. Then, in all things, His name will be proclaimed and He will be glorified.
Devotional material is taken from the Truth for Life Daily Devotionals, copyright Alistair Begg, and is published by the Good Book Company. This reading was digitally created by Truth for Life and is used with permission. For more clear, relevant Bible teaching, visit truthforlife.org.